just want to state this again, because I don't like talking about myself every day and what's happening, but we're forced to because, as you've seen, we're national news, international news. If they can take us down, they set the precedent to take everyone else down. Media Matters, run by George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator. He said that on 60 Minutes. The news says that's a conspiracy theory.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
George Soros' Media Matters, they created a list of sites that post some of my content on YouTube. And here it is. And most of these I never even heard of. And they said, oh, look, they're posting his content. Take them down. And YouTube did. I mean, when Media Matters snaps its fingers and says, jump, Google, a trillion-dollar company, ask how high.
The potential censorship of free speech, I think, goes to the core of our country's freedoms.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Now, I can show you the headlines where they say they want to own the name Alex Jones. They want to own Real Alex Jones on X. They admit they want to set that precedent.
The whole idea of now we are going to have corporations censor speech based upon their definition of fake news, based on their definition of hate speech, is opening up a Pandora's box.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
The Justice Department backed Deep State has launched a new vicious attack on myself and InfoWars. They're attempting to seize control of operations October 17th because they know coming up on November 13th, InfoWars is going up for sale at auction and they're worried Patriots are going to buy it and the operation will continue on. They are pulling out all the stops, have introduced a lawsuit, the Democrat Party back group, in Travis County with judges they think they control.
They literally, and this has been adjudicated, the Supreme Court, the Texas Supreme Court, the Fifth Circuit, all of it, are saying they own my name and own me, and that, like I'm a corporation, they want a receiver appointed that owns me forever. That's why they didn't want to settle. They wanted it to be non-dischargeable. And when they shut down InfoWars, if they're successful, it doesn't matter. Anything but $1.5 billion, they say they own me.
What was an indentured servant? If I'm an English youth and want to get to America, I will sign a contract saying that I will give 7 years of labor to a master who will pay the price of a ticket to get across the Atlantic on a ship. But when I sign that contract, I'm in for 7 years of extremely tough labor. I might not survive it because that master, I'm just a piece of property. He can do with me what he wants. I don't work hard enough, he can beat me. If he doesn't like the way I work, he can sell me to a neighbor.
Indentured servants accounted for three-quarters of the 130,000 English who came to the Chesapeake in the 1600s.
Now, the courts have all ruled you can't do this. It's cut and dry. But they don't care because they believe they control the courts in Travis County, which they're now filing in. The Democratic Party has officially. They want me off the air when President Trump is president-elect. And they're moving to shut us down now on October 17th. I'll sleep on somebody's couch and do this broadcast. But the issue is, if I don't fight them in federal court and state court now, they will absolutely hamstring what I'm doing if they're successful and set this dangerous precedent. I've been up here like a baby bird chirping, begging for food because I don't want to give up. And I hate begging, but I hate losing to the New World Order when we're so close to victory, a lot worse. Three words, real. AlexJones.com. Go make a $5, $10, $100, $200, $1,000 donation to the First Amendment.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
28 days, the most important election in world history. It's Monday, October 7th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. I have a massively important transmission lined up for you today on multiple fronts at federal and state court. The Democrats are trying to shut this operation down as we speak. We've survived many times, but this is the greatest threat. We have another hurricane, Milton, barreling towards Florida. We have now 12 days after the hurricane hit, confirmation that the feds are continuing a stand down and bragging Democrat leaders like Axelrod that this will keep the Republican counties from voting. We have audio of him in an interview admitting it. We've got the New York Times, the Washington Post admitting it. Here's the headline. Former Obama advisor pretty much says North Carolina Trump supporters are too dumb to vote post Helene. We're going to be getting into just so much news on the economy, massive news on the world currency, Mark of the Beast development, a whole bunch of new gaffes by Kamala Harris, and so much more. We have some huge guests coming up this week. But today I've cleared the decks so that we can take a lot of your phone calls. I'll also do an X Spaces here on the transmission today. But I really also want to talk about how they're going to try to steal the election, and if they're able to steal it, what the globalists have said they're already going to do. Also, the biggest caravans ever, and that's saying a lot. We have video of them. Are on their way out of Central and South America through Mexico on their way here now. But meanwhile, Kamala says that the border is totally controlled right now. I mean, we're talking insanity that is unfolding. Also, John Stossel's put out a great report that Elon reposted, but he doesn't go all the way. And I want to play this report about Native Americans and then give you the rest of the story. And I'm not attacking Native Americans. I'm a little bit Native American myself. My great-grandmother was, half Native American, my dad's grandmother, and I respect Native Americans. But that said, the way they push them like they were these little angel cakes and perfect is pure crap. And if you understand that lie, you understand all the other lies that are going on and unfolding. So we're going to hit that as well. But right as I was going live, I learned of an emergency today that could potentially shut us down. That's how crazy this is. And I'm just very calmly handling it all. So I was already planning to play some excerpts of Saturday's incredible rally when Trump returned to Butler. And I was already planning to get to that later, but I'm going to have to go deal with this for a few minutes. It might just take 5-10 minutes. That's how crazy it is right now. I have to make decisions. I have to do it. And then I will come back. But the orders have come down from on high. 12 weeks ago, the Justice Department tried to shut us down without a court order. The judge fired the U.S. trustee appointed by the Justice Department. All hell broke loose, and it's just been going on since then. We've survived 3 attempts to shut us down since then. They know that the company's up for sale November 13th. They know there's Patriot buyers that plan to come in, so Soros is involved now. And that's not enough for the Democrats. They filed in Travis County last Thursday night, talked about it Friday, to put a receiver in and to take us over at the state level, and that hearing is on the 17th. So I said that we can be shut down by the 18th of this month. We're talking like a week and a half from now. So things are going crazy, and it's just emblematic of the political climate we're in. So I'm going to air this incredible clip of Elon Musk and also another excerpt of Trump speaking, and then I'll be right back. Don't tune out, and remember, you're the Paul Revere's. They want this show off the air for a reason. They know we've got the globalist number. We've got their blueprints. We know how to defeat them. That's why you're beyond important. You're key. You're critical. You're everything. When you decide to take the live feeds from Infowars.com/show, band.video, and, of course, Real Alex Jones on X, and share the live feeds right now. Here's Elon Musk.
Come on up here, Elon. He created the first major American car company in generations, and his rocket company is the only reason we can now send American astronauts into space. Come here. Take over, Elon. Yes, take over.
Hi, everyone. As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA. Well, first of all, I want to say what an honor it is to be here. And, you know, the true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs, and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. Fight, fight, fight! Blood coming down the face. Now, America is the home of the brave. And there's no truer test than courage under fire. So that, who do you want representing America? Yeah, absolutely. And I think this election, I think it's the most important election of our lifetime. This is no ordinary election. The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote effectively. You've got 14 states now that don't require voter ID. California, where I used to live, is just passed a law banning voter ID for voting. I still can't believe that's real. So how are you supposed to have a good, proper election if there's no ID? It's just meaningless. And free speech. Free speech is the bedrock of democracy. And if people don't know what's going on, if they don't know the truth, how can you make an informed vote? You must have free speech in order to have democracy. That's why it's the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment is there to ensure that we have the First Amendment. President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution. He must win to preserve democracy in America. Yes. This is a must-win situation. Must win. So I have one ask for everyone in the audience, everyone who watches this video, any everyone on the live stream. There's one request. It's very important. Register to vote. Okay? And get everyone you know. And everyone you don't know, drag them to register to vote. There's only 2 days left to register to vote in Georgia and Arizona. 48 hours. Like, text people now. Now. And then make sure they actually do vote. If they don't, this will be the last election. That's my prediction. Nothing's more important. Nothing's more important. So get everyone you know. Everyone. So I'm speaking to people out there. Everyone in the crowd, I think, is already convinced. But For people out there that are watching the video, watching the live stream, you need to get everyone you know, at work, your friends, family, text groups, your social media, everything, get them to register to vote right now. Only 2 days left for Georgia and Arizona. Only a couple weeks left in Pennsylvania. And if they're not registered to vote, it doesn't matter at that point. Register to vote. I'm being repetitive for a reason, okay? So nothing is more important. And a lot of people think maybe their vote doesn't count. Well, it does, okay? It does. It matters. And this election could be decided by 1,000 votes, 500 votes. It could, a tiny margin. So get everyone you know to register to vote. I believe it's swapthevote.com. I believe that's the site. And double check that your registration is good. Don't take it for granted. I'm just being repetitive about this point because it is the one takeaway, more than anything, that will matter is getting those registrations and then getting everyone you know to actually vote. That is what will decide this election, especially in Pennsylvania. So thank you. And honestly, you want to just be a pest. Just be a pest to everyone you know, people on the street, everywhere. Vote, vote, vote. Fight, fight, fight. Vote, vote, vote. Thank you.
The globalist deep state just took their war on free speech and our very identities and our very freedoms to the next level. They have now introduced a lawsuit against me where they literally claim they own my name, my social media, and me personally in violation of the 13th Amendment that we fought the Civil War over. They're actually saying I'm an indentured servant, that I am a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always the canary in the coal mine. I am the test case. And when they get through me, they're coming after you. They're not just saying they own me. They've also filed in federal court and also in the state court saying they own the name Alex Jones and that they own real Alex Jones on X. Now, the courts have all said you can't do things like that, but they're trying it. And if I don't aggressively battle them in the state and federal court, they will get a win if I don't challenge it, and then they'll be able to use that tactic on you as well. And in the words of President Trump, when that bullet grazed his ear, defiantly rising up and saying, fight, fight, fight. That's how we fight in the information war, winning hearts and minds, and we're unstoppable if you simply decide to take action. So for all your word of mouth, all your prayers, and all your support over the years, I salute all of you and remind you that you are the Paul Revere's, you are the resistance, you are the people, and I am so proud to have been working with all you through the years, and now the fight is entering the most intense part of the phase, so let's redouble our efforts and let's win this thing. Or we can roll over and be slaves of the New World Order. As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And I'll quote Colonel Travis the Alamo, victory or death. RealAlexJones.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back me and I'll never surrender. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars, but we're seeing a lot of support. And no matter what happens to InfoWars, we've got a lot of backers and sponsors that are going to make sure my broadcast stays on the air one way or another, and they're able to bring the crew along with us and have reporters and maybe even expand. But that is up to you. So we make it easy. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get great Patriot t-shirts, like this limited edition InfoWars shirt that is a fundraiser, and so many others. They also have a lot of special limited edition shirts that are only offered for a few weeks. I'm about to show you two of those right now. There are a whole bunch of new limited edition Halloween designs with a political message. I love this one. It's Trump, the little ghost with the blonde hair. He's got his fist raised, fight, fight, fight. He's got the streak of blood on his ear. It's a great conversation piece. This shirt will only be available for a few weeks at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on the air. And so let me tell you, that's really scary to the New World Order. Now, if you think that last shirt scares the hell out of the Democrats, this one will really make them mad. Plus, it's worth a lot of laughs with conservatives, Christians, populists, and people that just hate tyranny. It says on the front, well, I was going to go this Halloween as a Democrat, but I couldn't fit my head all the way up my you-know-what. Again, this shirt and so many others available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Check out the ball caps. We've added some amazing supplements on the site. And every time you buy a product, you get entered 5 times in the raffle, in the sweepstakes, to win the incredible Dodge Prospector Turbo Diesel, most incredible truck out there, experts say, and $10,000 cash. That's $140,000+ value. And there's so much more happening. Be sure and check out thealexjonesstore.com. And regardless, it's going to help my broadcast stay on the air one way or another. So it's vital you go there now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hi, I'm Kamala Harris. When I'm elected president, platforms that promote free speech, truth, and resilience to the new world order, like thealexjonesstore.com, will be banned. Sites that profit off dangerous truths are a threat to our democracy. Shirts sold at thealexjonesstore.com, like the InfoWars Limited Edition fundraiser t-shirt, will no longer be tolerated. And let's be clear. If you're caught wearing one of these shirts, you will face arrest. Whether it's the Alex Jones for President 2028 shirt or any other merchandise pushing harmful messages of patriotism, family, faith, and freedom, this kind of propaganda has no place in our future. We will create a future where safety, censorship, and tyranny prevail. Don't go to thealexjonesstore.com to purchase products that keep Alex Jones on the air. Don't wear the shirts or support humanity. If you do, you'll be the first in line for my depopulation agenda.
Now, obviously, that is AI satire of Kamala Harris. That's not really her. But if you look at her policies and what she supported and what big tech and the Democrats won and what Hillary Clinton has said.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda.
They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
Whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation.
They indeed do want to put people in jail for their free speech. And the Justice Department that she's controlled by, that's hijacked this country, has been running the whole operation trying to shut down InfoWars. And on November 13th, it goes up for auction. And the Democrats have said they never wanted money from me. They wanted me silenced. That was always their goal.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate? And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
They're scared of satire because real satire, powerful satire, takes a truth and then basically presents it to show how absurd it is. So I'm asking all of you for your support to fund the AlexJonesStore.com and get these great t-shirts and ball caps so one way or another, my broadcast continues on regardless of what happens. We may be able to get some patriots to outbid Soros and Media Matters for InfoWars in this operation. But regardless, myself and the crew want to come roaring back. So support our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com. Get these amazing shirts. That's how you keep us on air. And these shirts are so timely, launching the First Amendment and Second Amendment Defense League, standing up for the right of free speech and self-defense. This shirt and so many other amazing shirts now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com. This is serious. This affects the entire country and the world. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you. So please stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Plus, these are amazing shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
CNN is not just fake news. It's the criminal news network that works as a racketeering crime syndicate to openly shut down my media operations and other people's media operations.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud. You are a charlatan that goes around lying about people to destroy the First Amendment.
I haven't lied about anyone else.
Yes, you are a congenital liar. Swalwell, why do you hate the First Amendment so much? There goes Congressman Swalwell.
The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech. And the deplatforming didn't work.
Deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier.
These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of the globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold at elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to let the enemies of freedom distract me and keep me from covering the news. And that's why they harass the living daylights out of me and every other prominent patriot, is because they know we've got the truth and we know that we're going to defeat these people in the end. And we see that currently happening. We're turning the tide. We have the initiative. But I'm going to leave this here, and then I'm going to move on from talking about myself for a while. There's a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes that I'm not at liberty to get into yet, on top of all the stuff you know about. I remember 12 weeks ago when I told you the U.S. trustee appointed by the Justice Department to my bankruptcy ordered the place shut down and ordered private armed security to come throw me out of the building. And I said, I'm calling the police. Where's the court order? They went, yeah. And the head of the company's like, yeah, we're not doing that. This is literally trying to have mercenaries do this. And when I first announced it on air, people were like, well, where's the footage? Did you want me to stick cameras in the faces of these people and escalate it? No, I just said, I'm going to call the police. And never got to that. And then days later, it came out in federal court. They'd done that. And they had a hearing 2 weeks later, and the judge fired them all over the news. Now, there's been a bunch of stuff happened since then. I've only told you about a third of it because for strategy reasons, I don't want the enemy to even know what we know and things like that, because we've got, it's like Fight Club. Our people are everywhere. I'll just say it. They've already figured it out. including inside their operations. So, yeah, America's pissed. And this is when we really turn the tide, see? Oh, the resistance is everywhere. You guys are going to be as happy as Nazis in France at the end of World War II. So, that said, I'm going on air, the show's starting, and that Lewis, the head of our social media, walks over and goes, I just got this email. We're supposed to hand over all the passcodes to X group, to all the social media and everything at InfoWars. And I said, no, because the people that are involved with the court are here, and I'm not going to say they're bad guys. I go to the other building, have a 20-minute conversation with them, and say, you go ahead and tee it up in front of the court. You're not doing that until this place is sold. And they agreed and backed off of it. But that's the type of stuff that I've got to deal with in live time. And I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. But believe me, you think I wanted to go off the air the first 20 minutes of the show? So just pray for us. But the intensity of all of this is a sign of the times. As Trump has said 1,000 times, and as I've said 1,000 times, they're not trying to get me. They've got to get through me to get to you. They want to literally turn off the economy, turn off the money supply, and absolutely enslave the population. In fact, I posted on X yesterday a financial reporter. He did a great job explaining the plan to reduce money supply worldwide, and I forgot to send it to the crew. But guys, go get it. It's on there. I want to play that coming up next hour, or I'll find it and send it to you. I forget the exact headline. But it's a guy in his office with a bunch of cool gold-backed books behind him. You'll see the still image, get it, because it's only like 3 minutes long, but he nails it. We're coming to the end of the old financial order. The globalists want to bring in their world social credit score, central bank digital currency. Congress is set to pass a law to make the president a dictator to enforce the social credit score. Headline, digital ID scheme makes strides in Congress despite rights advocates' opposition. And then we've got dovetailed with that another new Hillary Clinton quote video where she's on national TV saying she wants to, again, get rid of the First Amendment, just like she said a few weeks ago, just like John Kerry said last week, or they're, quote, going to lose control of everything. You already lost control, witch. Everybody hates you. So Trump just surged to 14 points in major scientific polls, multiple polls, and the betting markets in Pennsylvania. So they're just desperately running headlines that Trump's done and Trump is lost on CNN and Drudge Report to make you believe that if they're able to steal it, she actually won. The woman is a joke. So we've got that to get into here as well today. But that's where we are. And that's what's happening. And it is all emblematic of the climate we are in, which is hardcore tyranny. So understand, every article, every video, every upload you do, every person you talk to at church or on the street or at work or at the grocery store, every person you talk to about the Great Awakening and the globalists being criminals and the human trafficking and the New World Order moves the needle. Every bumper sticker you put up, every little thing you do together moves the needle. So don't think for a minute you're not important. You are beyond important. You are everything. So let me just say this. I'm an expert on weather control and weather modification because I've been on air over 30 years and I've interviewed the father of weather weapons when that was declassified. I've interviewed the pilots that run the operations, the ground control radar installations that they tell you are for Doppler radar. That's only one use. It's for weather control. That's all declassified. And I see a lot of interest now. Everything we do on the subject, it's 5-10 million views on X. And then I see the public finally understanding this is real. There are world treaties, UN treaties. The CIA admits they're involved in it with the Department of Energy. Other governments are involved. And so I'm not going to do it today, but I am collating a bunch of the history of it and a bunch of the real information on it from meteorologists and others. And in the next few days, I'm going to do in-depth reports with the latest info on it for you. But the fact is, since 1967, the government certified at the Pentagon through Stanford Research Institute a 30-year program and certified they can create hurricanes even not in hurricane season. They can steer them, control them, make them stronger, make them weaker, and they can easily make them die in the ocean and dump their water. So bare minimum, they're not blocking these hurricanes. And the U.S. government, in hearings in Congress I've got, I mean, it's ridiculous how public it is. Admit, well, we only do it in North America. We've got an agreement with Canada, but Mexico won't be part of the agreement. And yeah, we can control the weather. And the treaty says that the nations can only do it to their own country. But of course, that affects countries around them. And I've got articles about Dubai 20 years ago using Doppler radar to make the desert green. And they can take a clear blue sky and in just 6 hours, thunderstorms. They oscillate the wavelengths, to boil it down simply, and make nuclei out of the ions that creates the electricity. Just like a volcano erupts and it causes thunderstorms around it because the particles form nuclei and then water vapor sticks, you get droplets, clouds, they get thick and they fall. That's what rain is. But you can use electricity into the atmosphere to resonate the water vapor together. And then that causes the rain. So you always hear about the big C-130s and other aircraft manipulating hurricanes. But from the experts I've had on, including the director of HAARP, General Benton K. Parton, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, that was also the director of HAARP for 5 years. I mean, basically, and I'm not bragging, it's just I've been on there so long. I've interviewed more than anybody else. And then I realized over the weekend, I'm like, my God, we have a giant brain trust. Just our reports, just our research, just who we've interviewed. We've got to repost all those old interviews because they're evergreen. But then update them with updates on what's currently happening. So imagine, again, as I said last week, you're Rip Van Winkle. Remember the story of Rip Van Winkle? He falls asleep under an apple tree, I think it is. And he wakes up 100 years later and there's cars and, you know, all this stuff. And he's like, what is this? So to the public who isn't informed on this, weather control is like somebody 150 years ago, if they woke up from under an apple tree and, you know, they saw cell phones and helicopters and jets and CAT scan machines, they'd be like, well, this is magic. No, it's just technology. And I used this example when I was speaking with Tucker a few weeks ago in Reading, Pennsylvania, to a packed House of Patriots. I said, hey, I'm going to do something here tonight that'll go viral. It'll be a big news story. And I said, spider goats. Those are goats that are part spider that create body armor. And I said, something else I'll tell you about. I said, for at least 30 plus years, they grow humanoids in cows for organ harvesting, but they never show you the actual cows or the humanoids. Instead of just harvesting a baby that's 8 pounds or 7 pounds on average, 7 pounds, 6 ounces, they can harvest up to 50 pound humanoids with full size organs. And they're part cow, so the cow doesn't reject, the cow's a clone itself, and then the humanoid's part of that exact cow, so it doesn't reject the humanoid. And I said, just look up humanoid clones, chimeras. Humanoid chimeras are gestating, that means growing in the uterus, of cows at facilities across America. And everybody wrote that down. They looked at it and had like an 8-9-year-old article out of MIT. Now, I knew about that 30 years ago when I first got on air. Because out of the gates, my show exploded. There weren't a lot of other shows like it. And the real people that were smart would mail me, before the internet was big, these reports. So I was on air 30 years ago talking about humanoid clones. There's MIT Review, Technology Review. Human animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. Okay? Now, and I said that's 8-9 years ago. I'll go from memory. Yeah, 2016. So it's 8 years ago. I nailed it. So that's just from memory. Well, just like humanoids growing in cows and pigs, they've done it with horses too, but cows are their favorite. By the way, when I worked for a large animal vet, there were whole ranches in Texas that just had clones of certain bulls and certain cows. You get the genetics you want, you do it. And they were just back then going, oh, Dolly's the first clone. No, it wasn't. That was the media telling you about it. So they hide all this stuff to the right to introduce it to you. Just like humanoid chimeric clones are a fact that was public 30 years ago. And back then they said it had been going on for 20 years. So that's about the time I was born, 1974. So they've been admitting humanoid clones since 1974. 1973. And it's the same thing with weather weapons. So people look, and of course, folks found this, and I went and looked it up. It's true. Even government flights, unless they're super top secret, are logged. So for military bases, these big propeller-driven aircraft they send up, that's their favorite, the Pentagon for weather control, they launch these, and then they fly right into Helena, and they fly around in circles, guiding it and controlling it. And then when they run out of fuel, they can fly for 8 hours. Another one joins them right at the same time. They take off. They go. They manipulate the storm. They leave. And then you see them do a maneuver over the Carolinas, and they kill it and dump the water. And I have that footage with the radar and then overlaid the flights. And somebody went and did the research. I checked it out. It's true. It had like 10 million views on X this weekend. And people are looking at this going, is this real? Yeah, it's real. So we've never had a whistleblower at these laboratories show us the humanoids. But they admit they're doing it, and maybe it's got government and corporate funding in the tens of billions that we know of. I mean, I remember being like 8 years old, and my dad loved a now-defunct Omni magazine. And every month it came, and he would read it, and then I would read it. And I remember seeing an Omni magazine in the mid-80s, an article about humanized mice. And the photo's famous. You've all probably seen it. Guys, type in mouse with a human ear growing on it. And it shows a hairless mouse with a big human ear growing on its back. Now, I remember when that broke, I was 8 years old. It was probably 1982, Omni magazine. Hell, I bet people clipped Omni magazine. So if you go to Google and type in Omni magazine, mouse with human ear, I bet if you click Google images, it'll come up. Hell, I'll do it here. Watch this. So imagine in the early 1980s, that's already going on. So you just go to Google and you type in mouse with human ear growing on it. And it'll come up for you. Here, I'll do it. So that's what's going on here. And it's just like there it is. Good job, guys. There you go. Now, that's the image I first saw in 1982-83 in Omni magazine. It's actually later on CBS News, if I remember correctly. They actually decided to show it. So they got that in the early 1980s. What do you think they got now? Well, they admit what they've got. They've got humanized mice that are part human, so that when they test biological gain-of-function weapons on them, it will have the same testing effect as on a human. And I'm sure you heard that they've created mice with human brains. And yeah, the experiment's been done a lot. I mean, it's easy Just change the sequence of the area of the DNA of the mouse skin, or they can just go into the embryo and just add some of it in later, and then it'll grow an ear. So that's 1982. What do they have now? See, so I'm trying to get people's mindset into understanding what a quote breakaway civilization is. And that's the reason the globalists hate me, is I get people to think about this. And you're as smart as I am. But once you're not thinking about fantasy football or Netflix or polishing your car, and I'm not saying that's bad, but it doesn't matter, well, then you will start looking into what I'm talking about. Yeah, the crew pulled up from the official C-SPAN website, June 29, 2016. You can watch the whole thing. John Brennan admits total weather control by the CIA. Or 2018, excuse me, I was misreading. No, was that 18 or 16? Oh, the clip was from 16, but they updated it on 18. That, I guess they got their archives updated. There you go. So, and he talks about like we're idiots, like they're at the big table at Thanksgiving, we're at the little table. And he just says, and we keep this from the public because it might upset them, but we have weather control and we control the weather and it's a nice weapon as well. And so the reason I harp on that, pun intended, is bottom line, bare minimum, they could kill every hurricane coming into the United States or weaken it, but they don't. Instead, they do things since they started recording the activity of hurricanes that hurricanes have never done. And then they tell you it's your fault because you've got a car or a house or a range stove that's gas powered, that it's your fault and you've got to pay them carbon taxes and lower your standard of living and not have children. In fact, the head of the EU, and we're going to play the clip coming up. I posted it on X yesterday. So get that clip, guys. She came out and said, we're following the Club of Rome, 1960s, MIT plan to depopulate and cut off resources to save the Earth. And she talked about last week the limits to growth. Now, if you watch my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I talk about limits to growth and that Club of Rome document that then got adopted by the UN and the WEF that is what we're living under today. This whole program is to get control of civilization, put in a social credit score, and then cut off incrementally your energy and tell you as things get tougher, do what we say and we'll give you energy again. We'll give you food. We'll give you housing. We'll give you education. We'll give you medicine. But it's a trap because the more you submit, the less you get. And then you submit more and more for the dwindling resources until you're totally domesticated, slowly poisoned, and then killed. And as they kill you, they extract all the wealth out of you into the medical system. Because they don't want you running around watching Netflix and football games and having a bunch of kids. They think you're stupid because you won't grasp this stuff. And they metaphysically sit around and admit it all on C-SPAN and write books how they're doing it to you. And then I get up here and warn you, and they separately on the news go, that guy's crazy. There's no human clones. That guy's crazy. There's no weather modification. So they play this sick game. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to really be judicious and cover all the hurricane news, election news, police state news, national emergency news, martial law news, destruction of free speech news. I don't know what's going on with this clip since last week, man. It just keeps popping off. Just keeps doing it. Drives me crazy. I'm doing everything I can to be nice and calm and friendly and nice like Fonzie. Cool like Fonzie. Now, before we go to break, I'm going to say something very, very simple here. History's happening now. The forces of evil are making their move. What they're doing is fabulously evil and horrible, and they count on being able to suppress information so the public doesn't know what's going on, so you can't make a decision about it, about human-animal splicing. It's not a movie, folks. It's real. About weather control, about open promotion of pedophilia, about the globalists starting World War III, the New World Order trying to replace you with robots. You have to learn what's happening. You have to organize. You have to say no. And that's not work. That's exciting. It's your destiny. You're supposed to want to fight. You're supposed to want to be engaged in the fight. So I want to thank all of you that supported at realalexjones.com and made donations to the Legal Defense Fund. The globalists will spend tens of millions trying to shut us down. It just takes a million or so for me to hold them off for another year. And we've already gotten over 200,000 donated. I want to thank you. So they're pulling their hair out. They're in USA Today and all over the news. How dare him have a legal defense? All his money belongs to the families who didn't want to settle and don't want money. They want me silenced. So thank you for donating at realalexjones.com. And I also want to thank everybody that goes to the alexjonesstore.com. And let me show you what just came in at the alexjonesstore.com. This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about, and I only bring you things that are game-changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game-changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth Crystal Ionheim, are game-changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license from Deep Earth Crystals under the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream and does amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish, but it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of CMOS, and it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful, if you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing, and after taking it for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better, and now it's available to you exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there, and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get, and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us, thealexjonesstore.com. Promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. Rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root. And it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexjonesstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new t-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you all for your support. Hour number two straight ahead. You're the reason we're still on air. Thealexjonesstore.com, and donate at realalexjones.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. TheAlexJonesStore.com for amazing T-shirts and ball caps that spread the word in the third dimension. And fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.